Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 2, Memories. Jack Matson finished praying and thanking God for their escape from the fire and safe arrival at Florence Elementary School. Looking up, he saw the startled expression on his son Wayne's face.
"How can you pray that?"
Wayne yelled. The other families turned as they heard his raised voice.
"We've just lost everything we own. Our tractor, our cars, four-wheelers, snowmobiles, skis, the whole house and barn, and my horses, Scar, my favorite horse. And you thank God? You tell me all the time that God is good."
"Yeah, right."
He stormed out of the room to the parking lot, climbed into the bed of the truck, and laid down. Wayne watched as the blazing fire with its heavy smoke continued on its destructive course. His thoughts drifted back to when he was 5 years old and first met Scar and Beauty.
"Can I come, Dad? Please? I can help," Wayne had said.
He was begging to go and help his dad load firewood onto their truck. Jack had cut down several dead trees the day before and had brought the wood home and had one more trip to make. They jumped in the pickup and headed down a logging trail, which was rarely used because of the steep drop-off on one side. But the wood was dry and perfect for burning. For a small pickup, the danger was minimal. As father and son loaded the truck, they heard loud barking cries coming from below. Peering over the edge, they saw a pack of wolves, maybe a dozen, chasing after two horses. The wolves were getting closer and closer. In one enormous bound, the leading wolf leapt onto the back of a horse. The horse reared upward, toppling the wolf, causing the pack to scatter for a moment, but the high-pitched whinny indicated the horse had been badly wounded. Jack had quickly pulled Wayne away and put him in the truck. The youngster was very upset. Hearing the roar of an engine approaching, Jack caught sight of a truck coming up alongside the pack. Someone was standing in the back, hurling big rocks over the side. The two horses were able to gain quite a lead with their help. Jack hopped in the truck and drove straight to the Bitterroot Humane Society to report what they had seen. That very afternoon, a team of rescue officers set out on a search for the wounded animal. 2 days later, Jack had received a phone call.
"We found both horses," the rescue worker exclaimed. "They were exhausted and lying side by side in a wooded area. The vet is checking them over as we speak. Thank you for alerting us. We'll take good care of them from here on out."